Season 5, Episode 38, our midweek bonus episode, where we have got plenty of extra stupidity to pass on to you. So, all I can tell you is, brace yourself, because, well, nobody is really prepared for the stupidity that you're about to hear, especially if you decided to visit a Bass Pro Shop sometime and see a naked man swimming with the fishes.
All the stories that you're going to hear in this podcast are true. None of the names have been changed because we've all done something stupid.
Because it's a great big stupid world, and we're feeling kind of queasy as it turns around. Great big stupid world.
I'm Insane Eric Lane. And welcome to the midweek bonus episode of My Stupid World. Just remember, if you see something stupid, say something stupid. And if you like the podcast, make sure you rate and review it, because I get 5-star stupidity for you. So give it a 5-star rating and maybe even write a review of the podcast. I just might read it in an upcoming episode. Of course, if you see a big fight break out in a restaurant, you got to tell me about that so I can talk about it, because anything like that always is stupid. You know, people fighting over food at a restaurant. Well, how about a fight over your gratuity? I know we're all sick of being asked to tip for everything. I mean, when you take your cat to the vet for check on distemper, they want you to tip the veterinarian. But I think we can still agree tipping waiters is something that we should do, okay? Servers at a restaurant, not people that are going to just hand you your taco. Well, there's a group of people that went out to eat at this seafood place in South Bend, Indiana. It's called Wild Crab. Now, these people have a scheme. This is the twist here, okay? They have this scheme to try to avoid leaving a tip. Now, this would be a legitimate tip, okay? Now, you know, a lot of places, you know, the restaurant automatically will add an 18% or so gratuity if you've got groups of 6 people or more. Because, you know, that's a lot of people to try to contend with, right? So, well, these 10 people decided we'll split up into groups of 5 and sit at 2 different tables and pretend we don't know each other, right? Well, sounds like they really weren't very sneaky enough about it because, well, the employees caught on and they added the 18% gratuity anyway. Well, that caused a huge fight. They demanded to speak to the manager. Well, then somebody in the group then pulled out some pepper spray and used it on the manager. And then they used it on another manager while they were being kicked out of the restaurant. Well, the restaurant called the cops to file a report, and the paramedics then treated the 2 people that got pepper sprayed. Haven't heard if there have been any charges yet, but I don't know if they're going to be coming back to that restaurant anytime soon. I know that I would certainly definitely put a ban on those people. Yeah. Well, I love the idea that this is anyone's go-to pub crawl, okay? Members of something called the Disney Day Drinkers Club. They're not happy. They're upset after their mascot, which is a trash can named Benny, recently got relocated. This Disney Day Drinkers Club, or D3 for short, it's a group of adult Disney fans that like to really do nothing more than just enjoy going to Epcot and hitting up a few different bars around the park. They call it drinking around the world. You might start with a margarita at the park's Mexico section, and move on to sangria, and so on. Well, a former radio host in North Carolina, his name is Skip Scherr, he founded this Disney Drinkers Club. He now has over 86,000 members on Facebook. Okay, but let's back to the trash can, okay? Benny, the trash can, became the club's official mascot a couple of years ago after somebody was drinking on the sidewalk, which is allowed. and they realized his flat top was a good place to set your drink down. They like to joke that he's always trashed, right? Well, now club members are upset because, well, the park keeps trying to move Benny to a different location. How dare they? He's always been in front of this bar called Rose and Crown, but, well, last year they moved him across the street to stop people from lining up for pictures and, well, blocking the entrance to the bar. Club members rejoiced recently whenever Benny suddenly got moved back to the original spot. Some even bought plane tickets to go and get a picture with him. Really? But, well, before they could get there, Epcot moved Benny again. So, now the future of Benny and where he will live is still very much up in the air. Poor Benny. You know, as 86,000 people obviously have no life and a lot of money. Well, there's a lot of folks that have no money and they don't like the sex they're born with. And they're not even citizens of the U.S. But guess what? They're going to get free sex changes. Yeah. I mean, sex changes and hormone therapy, that's going to be part of the health care coverage that's being offered to illegal immigrants in California. Now, as of this year, everybody, regardless of whether they entered the country via legal means or not, will qualify for Medi-Cal. It's the state's public health insurance program. The program had typically been reserved for low-income individuals, you know, families with kids, seniors, persons with disabilities, people in foster care, pregnant women, low-income people with diseases like tuberculosis, cancer, or HIV/AIDS. Well, a state memo regarding Medi-Cal stipulated that gender-affirming care is a covered benefit only when medically necessary. Now, the decision to include illegal immigrants in Medi-Cal was made back last year, and State Senator Maria Elena Durazo calls it a historic investment that speaks to California's commitment to health care as a human right. Governor Gavin Newsom's office said in a statement made to ABC News at the time, he says, in California, we believe everyone deserves access to quality, affordable health care coverage, regardless of income or immigration status. Through this expansion, we're making sure families and communities across California are healthier, stronger, and able to get the care they need when they need it. Now, the children of illegal immigrants first became eligible to receive free health care in the state back in 2015, thanks to former Governor Jerry Brown. Well, then it was expanded to those 19 to 25 years old about 4 years later. And now all undocumented residents under 50 will have access to the program. So when the law was passed, officials said that would add about 700,000 people to the system. And all the Californians get to pay for it. Makes me really happy to live in Pennsylvania, you know? Well, there's someone living in Long Island, New York, that's really not happy. He's an old man from Long Island, and, well, basically he messed up and tried to reheat his Taco Bell in the microwave with one small caveat. He tried to heat it up with it still being inside its wrapper. Now, you know the stuff you get from Taco Bell, the wrapping, it's all nice and shiny. That means that it's made from aluminum. So the man puts it in the microwave, and it did not end well. He goes back to Taco Bell and made a big, big scene, berating the employees and demanding that they repay him for the tacos and for his microwave because he said it blew up. And then he really lost his cool because he saw one of the employees kind of smile a little bit. So he slapped the guy, I mean, really hard. Well, here's a clip from the incident.
I'm on all new food. Plus, you guys are going to pay for my microwave. It blew up. Oh, you're smiling. What's going on with you, bro?
Well, video of the confrontation obviously has gone viral. No word yet on really who this old man is, but here's a fun fact. Fast food packaging with the aluminum that makes it shiny could cause sparking and fires inside of a microwave. Okay? Keep that in mind. Take it out of the wrapper and wrap it up in a napkin or something. Don't heat it up in the actual wrapper from Taco Bell. I mean, besides slapping a Taco Bell worker, it's terrible in the first place. I mean, after all, they've already gone through so much having to physically handle all that toxic waste all day long. I mean, this old man really blew up big time. I mean, which actually happens most of the time in most Taco Bell bathrooms. Well, there's a invasive frog that can grow as big as a human hand, and it will eat anything that it can fit in its mouth. And it's invading Georgia. The state's Department of Natural Resources and Wildlife Resources Division started documenting the Cuban tree frogs in the area back last year because, well, they could cause ecological damage. One wildlife official said the frogs probably are being transported there accidentally and breeding in retention ponds or standing water in ditches. They're probably coming from Florida, where the population also is growing to invasive levels. Native to Cuba, the Bahamas, and the Cayman Islands, these Cuban tree frogs can get up to more than 6 inches long. Their colors vary from gray to bronze to olive green, and they've got rather noticeably large toepads. Now, the experts encourage people to remove standing water from their properties and kill the frogs when they're spotted. How you want to kill them, that's totally up to you. But they also recommend putting the pain relief medication Orajil on the frog's back. That's how they recommend killing them. But Orajil C contains benzocaine, which is a local anesthetic, and it knocks the frogs out. A guy by the University of Florida also recommends putting the frog in the freezer for 24 hours to ensure that it dies from the benzocaine. It's a painless, peaceful death. Yeah. You got to catch the frogs and then put Orajil on. Yeah, we're putting Orajil on frogs. So, well, anyway. A 58-year-old Florida woman, though, has allegedly struck a neighbor with a hammer over a dispute regarding a property line, according to authorities. She's Kelly Figuera. She lives in Spring Hill, which is north of Tampa Bay. Well, Kelly was hammering down some stakes on her property in preparation to install a fence just before the conflict, according to the Hernando County Sheriff's Office and an arrest affidavit that was obtained by Fox Orlando. When the deputies got there, Figuera said that she had been involved in several incidents with her neighbor amid an ongoing property line dispute. She said that, well, she was putting the stakes in her backyard when her neighbor came up to her and pushed her. The neighbor's son told authorities that it was Figuera who did the pushing of the neighbor before then hitting her with a hammer that she was using to put the lawn stakes in with, according to the affidavit. Well, the neighbor had some swelling and bruises on the left wrist, according to authorities. The argument all started when Figuera was accused of placing stakes on the neighbor's property. She said the neighbor's injuries would have occurred while she was working in her yard, and her allegations were false, says the affidavit. Figuera is charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and she was released from jail after she posted a $5,000 bond. Now, look, I know dealing with neighbors can be a headache, but dang, they take it literally in Tampa, right? I mean, am I the only one that thinks hiring a surveyor probably would have been a whole lot easier and probably way less painful? Speaking of Florida, there's a 23-year-old Miami man who was arrested when the police said he attacked another man with a machete. Happened on New Year's Day. Victor Cejas was arrested on a charge of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, according to the arrest report. Now, according to that report, officers had responded to a call of a machete attack in the 24,000 block of Southwest 129th Avenue. About 5:45 in the afternoon, found the victim with a large gash on his left hand. According to the victim, Cejas struck him multiple times with this machete after they'd been involved in a minor disagreement, according to the report. Now, he said Cejas struck him on the hand and the arm, and although the arm strike didn't cause any injury, the victim was able to get away and call the police. And when the officers got there, they found Cejas, who told them the machete was behind the building, according to the report. So they took Cejas into custody, and they collected the machete as evidence. Police later booked Cejas into jail, and he's now being held on a $10,000 bond. So I guess if you had that New Year's Day machete attack in Florida on your 2024 bingo card, you've already won the grand prize. Sad news is, so did 182,436 other people. You know, I mean, who approved machetes as the new in-style weapon of choice? I mean, well, find them and fire them immediately, whatever. Jeez, I guess now they're going to outlaw machetes in Florida. Well, will this year be the year that America reaches peak laziness? Well, this might help us get there a little faster. If you have one of those smart speakers by the name of Alexa, then you can ask her to clean your butt for you. Yeah, the annual Consumer Electronics Show started in Las Vegas here recently. And, well, you know, they had this bathroom brand Kohler that was there pushing this new bidet. It connects to Alexa or to Google Home to offer voice-activated butt washing. And once she's done washing your butt, you can then ask her to turn on the drying feature to dry it off for you. By the way, both features are offered in their Pure Wash E930 model, which retails for the low price of just $2,149. That's $2,149. And that's not for a full toilet. That's just for the bidet seat itself, although it's currently listed on their website for $1,289. Now, it's not totally a new feature. I mean, Kohler already offers it in their Numi smart toilet that came out a few years ago. But suppose that to be a bit more of an affordable version for the common man. Their full toilet option, though, costs over $11,000 with installation. And for added benefit, it has surround sound speakers. There you go. Well, there's a temporary new exhibit at a large Bass Pro Shops in Leeds, Alabama. Now, if you go to the aquarium, you might be able to see a naked man swimming with the fishes. Yeah. A 42-year-old man named George Owens crashed his car into a pole in the parking lot of the Bass Pro Shops. Then he gets out of his car, strips off all of his clothes, runs into the store, and cannonballs into the aquarium. Now, later he walked out and stood under a waterfall. Naturally, the other shoppers were stunned. Well, the police showed up, and before they caught him, he jumped into the water a second time. And then he slipped and fell and then knocked himself out cold. It's unclear if he was on something or if he just had like a breakdown, you know, midlife crisis. But anyway, he was evaluated at a hospital for mental issues and then booked into jail. He was charged with public lewdness, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, assault on a police officer, criminal mischief, and reckless endangerment. Yeah, look, you've got better chances of catching up to a tweaker on the run than you have stopping an Alabama redneck from getting naked and jumping into an indoor pool. I bet none of the cops on duty that day had wrestling a wet and naked man on their January scratch-off ticket, you know? Yeah, drunk or out of his mind, one or the other, I don't know. But we have a drunk woman in Annapolis, Maryland, who has been arrested for allegedly entering multiple homes while she was intoxicated, attacking at least one person and damaging property before she assaulted police officers. Police officers initially went to investigate this report of a burglary on New Year's Day. They got there and found 33-year-old Emily Morton, who was reportedly drunk at the time, according to the authorities. She had entered a residence without permission and assaulted a person, according to cops. While she was there, she threw chairs and damaged window fixtures, according to the authorities. Well, then she entered the home next door by force, broke through the glass patio door. Morton then reportedly took off all of her clothes and left, according to the police. Now, at one point, Morton assaulted officers by spitting and biting at them, according to the police. She was, of course, taken to the hospital for an evaluation and now faces first and fourth degree burglary, two counts of second degree assault, malicious destruction of property, and assault on a police officer, according to the Annapolis Police Department. And she has been held without bond, but later was released on her own recognizance. Could they even recognize her recognizance? That's what I want to know.
Get up close and personal with My Stupid World by interacting with the podcast through Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World's Telegram channel. I post the actual articles used in the podcast episodes every weekend from the week's collection of stupidity. When you join the channel, you'll get to read the actual stories, see the actual photos, or watch the actual videos from the stupidity that is talked about in each episode. And you can even make comments about what you read or seen, even comments with your suggestions or opinions about what I've talked about. You can even share the links to some of the stupid stories that you've encountered. Visit t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane to see a preview of the channel and download Telegram Messenger, the app to your smartphone. It's also available in desktop versions as well, and it's supported on Windows, Linux, Apple, and Android platforms. Telegram is a secure messaging app that's gaining in popularity. You can learn more by visiting telegram.org.
And now, from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's The Week in Review.
President Biden spent more than one-third of last year away from the White House on vacation. You know, I got to be honest, it's hard to see a downside here. Well, for this year, I think the question is to ask, how do we double that? You know the worst thing about President Biden taking all the vacations? He keeps coming back. During a rare interview, the president also had to be reminded by the first lady that ice cream is his favorite food. Now, that's a switch. I mean, usually the only reminder he gets from Jill is to breathe. Joe was so upset about his faulty memory, it took him a full 18 seconds to get back to sleep. And according to a new survey, 47% of Americans think they could write a self-help book based on their life experiences. Now, you know what that means, right? 47% of Americans have a terrific sense of humor. Of course, I'm just as shocked as you are that many Americans still even care about books. 55% of Americans believe it's time to ditch New Year's resolutions. In fact, my number one New Year's resolution, not to make any New Year's resolutions. So far, I've never broken it. Now, millennials in particular are the generation that is specially done with the classic resolution. And you know why, right? Because resolutions require work. Massive waves resulting from this storm that came through the North Pacific was pounding the California coast, and, well, the waves were so powerful they actually were washing away some of the feces. Yeah, it's a good thing that nobody in California was sleeping out in tents. Otherwise, that could have been a disaster. I mean, I'm talking massive waves. You know, in Los Angeles, all the shoplifters have had to switch to stealing surfboards. An Australian, Nicholas Manning, set a new Guinness World Record by putting on 10 pairs of underpants in just over 13 seconds. And look, if you do the math, I got a feeling he's probably going to set another world record for chafing. Yeah. Nicholas said it took him 6 months of practice to develop and refine the technique. So let me just take a wild guess here about maybe old Nick. Do you think maybe he's single? Snoop Dogg provided some regular reports for NBC's primetime Olympic coverage in Paris this summer. That's what he's going to be planning on doing. Because, look, when you think athletic excellence, you certainly think about a 52-year-old pothead. Now, NBC says it's all part of a bigger plan, you know, to make munchies an Olympic sport. So watch for that coming up this summer on NBC. And the Backstreet Boys, A.J. McLean and his estranged wife, Rochelle, are divorcing after a year-long separation. Of course, eventually the couple is blaming the breakup on irreconcilable tattoos. Of course, evidently, A.J. decided to move forward with divorce when Rachel kept confusing the Backstreet Boys with NSYNC. Taylor Swift broke Elvis Presley's record for the most weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. So, look, I don't know about you, but I, for one, am just thrilled to finally see things going Taylor's way. Wow, that's really something you never really hear about these days, though, you know? Taylor Swift. And in London, a 16-year-old Luke Littler reached the semifinals in the World Darts Championship. And, well, here's the amazing part. to do it, he actually had to put his cell phone down. Yeah, you gotta love darts, though. I mean, it's the only sport that makes bowlers look like athletes. And as he boarded Air Force One in St. Croix, a video showed the president, Biden, sporting a rather nasty sunburn, which is kind of a good look for him since he's totally cooked. I mean, old Joe must have thought that he was representing Washington's football team until somebody reminded him that they changed their name to the Commanders. And according to a recent AAA survey, more than half of all drivers engaged in dangerous behavior, which is kind of another way of saying drivers are driving too close to a senior citizen. Actually, the most common dangerous behaviors were listed as speeding, distracted driving, aggressive driving, and if you live near the Pelosi's, there's drunk driving also. And a new study suggested that speaking to babies in the sing-song speech, such as the nursery rhymes, is the most effective method for teaching them to talk, which would explain why the president's aides can now be heard reading him Humpty Dumpty and Itsy Bitsy Spider. And recently, resigned Harvard president Claudine Gay would still likely earn $900,000 a year as a professor. Jeez. Imagine how much Harvard shells out to people who don't plagiarize. Jeez, that's just a tremendous waste of money. But you can say the same thing for parents paying Harvard tuition. And a capuchin monkey that escaped from a sanctuary in Ireland was on the hunt for a mate, according to the sanctuary's owner. In other words, he was looking for a special partner to peel his banana. Hopefully, he laid off the Irish whiskey, but look, that'll be tough because, you know, he'll hit the monkey bars. The NFL fined Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper $300,000 for throwing that drink on a Jaguars fan, although most people say that owning the Panthers franchise is punishment enough for him. $300,000 for a drink. Well, I guess now he knows what it's like buying a few beers at the game. The president was mocked for claiming he didn't have the money to protect the border. Remember hearing that? Yeah, well, Americans have faith that Joe can figure out how to get the cash. I mean, after all, he's been able to earn a ton of money through shady foreign business dealings over the years, right? There's a new survey that finds 76% of Gen Z reported purchasing their first vehicle before they were 21. And let me just say that it's truly interesting to gain insight into how these young people decide to spend their parents' money, you know? Only 56% of millennials purchased a car at the same age, but 100% of them were sleeping in a car bed in their mom's basement. Then there was this man that leaped over the bench in that Las Vegas courtroom and attacked the judge at his sentencing hearing after she denied him probation. Jeez. Between his athletic ability and criminal activity, you'd think this dude was a member of the Vegas Raiders. I mean, he has to be the dumbest guy in Vegas, which is really saying something because that town has people who put money down on roulette tables. And a pair of Brazilian YouTubers broke a Guinness World Record by erecting a 78.1-foot tower made from popsicle sticks. Pretty cool, but this was a more useless erection than the one your grandpa gets after too much Viagra. And look, I'm more amazed by these guys just acquiring that many popsicle sticks to start with. I mean, if all those popsicle sticks were eaten, then this new structure might be used as a diabetes clinic. President Biden garnered the attention of social media users when he delivered his speech in Pennsylvania recently and then appeared confused landing in Delaware. But Joe insists that he's not confused and he's very happy to be back in the great state of Idaho. I mean, Biden, not in his right mind, forgetting things and just totally whacked out in general. I can't believe we're not talking about drugged up Hunter. There was a new survey also that found that 40% of employers avoid hiring Gen Z workers. But look, 100% of those employers also don't have to worry about hiring them because it's not like Gen Z actually works. I mean, 1 in 5 employers said a recent college graduate brought a parent to the job interview, which means these college grads' dreams of working were put to bed quicker than they are during nap time. An unusual type of algae is coming close to shore in California, and that's led to a phenomenon known as bioluminescent or glowing waves. That's amazing because the water somehow looks more radioactive than the Hudson River in New York. California residents are loving it. Yeah, they say they've never had so much fun urinating in the ocean before. And during a recent interview with The Guardian, actress Jodie Foster shared her opinion that Gen Z people in Hollywood can be really annoying in the workplace. And then everyone reminded her that they really are annoying everywhere, frankly. It sounds like Jodie can't stand Gen Z. And you know it's bad when she'd likely have her character Clarice Starling send Hannibal Lecter after them. Authorities also confirmed to CBS News that Representative Lauren Boebert is under active investigation related to an alleged incident in Colorado. And at this time, it doesn't involve Lauren in a theater handling more sausage than a concession stand vendor. Boebert is the subject of this investigation into this alleged physical altercation with her ex-husband, which the outlet said occurred at a restaurant in her district. Lauren definitely got the punch and then ordered a little rum punch, too. Yeah. And a new study shows that Uranus and Neptune have similar hues. This is a fun study because everyone enjoys learning about the hue of Uranus. The Drunkards Association of Ghana have taken up the challenge to set a Guinness World Record by having a one-week nonstop drinking party. Now, that will obviously make Nancy Pelosi want to get involved in international relations again. The Ghana Drunkards Association has more than 10 million members who are estimated to consume 2.6 million gallons of alcohol. So let's hope these athletes get a Gatorade sponsorship, mainly for the horrific hangover. Despite some declines in selected countries, Wonka's international cumulative earnings eventually reached an impressive $301.2 million, contributing to a global total of $465.8 million, which really was a ton of money just to see a Willy on screen. Timothy Chalamet clearly made the right move by accepting that role, which is kind of odd because based on his relationship with Kylie Jenner, he usually makes pretty horrible decisions. The Miami Dolphins also blew the NFC East division and had to travel to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. This Florida football team choked so hard they may as well have played in Jacksonville. Weather reports said that the high in Kansas City was 13 degrees. These Dolphins were ice cold, but their fans are using them now. They're used to them freezing in big moments. The defendant, captured in a wild video attacking a Nevada judge after leaping over the bench, has been back in the courtroom where the incident happened and was sentenced to 18 to 48 months by her. He's going to prison on felony battery charge. But look, hey, at least now he's got plenty of time to use the prison gym to work on those box jumps. Although the guy can't already get some serious air. I mean, you saw that in the video. Between his incredible jumping and his violent behavior, I can only assume he's going to be a professional athlete when he gets out. And according to a new survey, over a third of people think their diet will be the most challenging aspect of their lives to improve this year, even more than their love lives. So I guess it turns out the only phallic object people can't stop putting in their mouths is hot dogs. An Orlando man will send his mother's remains to deep space aboard the Vulcan rocket, and he wants to send his mother-in-law as well, but the only issue is she's still alive. You know, Jimmy Kimmel went after Aaron Rodgers whenever he responded to the New York Jets quarterback's dig about the comedian being nervous about the Jeffrey Epstein client list. So, in true Kimmel form, everything coming out of his mouth was completely unfunny. It's kind of hard to believe that Jimmy is hosting the Oscars this year, but at least this time around, people will be hoping that the host gets slapped. Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant will miss the rest of the season. He did miss the rest of the season with a serious shoulder injury. It's kind of a shame now because, you know, he can't properly position his rifle without experiencing shoulder pain. The Grizzlies said Morant suffered a subluxation of his right shoulder at a recent training session. Really sucks because Morant was really gunning for a championship. Arkansas's annual squirrel hunting competition took place recently, which really isn't cool because we really should be rewarding any living thing that's willing to put nuts in their mouth. The Arkansas dudes that go out and shoot squirrels probably upset their wives. You know, these women are like, I can't believe my brother would kill those things. And an Ontario woman's unusual talent earned her a Guinness World Record when she blew a 44.1 decibel whistle with her nose. Meanwhile, when most of us blow our nose, the only thing that comes out is snot. It's not every day you see a story like this. I mean, usually I'm just reading about what goes up Hunter Biden's nose. And a new survey found 93% of Americans feel a physical impact from what they eat, and many are being left feeling tired. Americans try to eat fruit, but the only problem is they're usually covered in chocolate and caramel. I mean, some people even report feeling sad after they eat, mainly because they know what happens after they consume Taco Bell. And finally, New England Patriots and Bill Belichick are parting ways after 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowl championships together. After a record of 4-13, Belichick is being kicked out of Boston faster than British people trying to impose a tea tax. You know, the Patriots were the laughingstock of the AFC East last season, which is a title that almost always belongs to the New York Jets. I'm open to talking about anything, but love talking about surviving in the stupidity that's always around us. And if you're insane enough to ask, I'm insane enough to reply. I'd love to hear from you either by leaving a voice message or a written message. And you can even do that at podcast.insaneericlane.com. Leave any comment you have from a podcast or even a question you have. I'll be happy to address either one. Your questions or comments might even be played and or even talked about in a future podcast episode. And if you or someone you know would like to join in on a podcast, you're more than welcome to participate. You can download the Spotify for Podcasters app on your phone, and you can do that just as simple as a phone call. Or I can even send you a link that you can actually participate from the website. You can download the app to your favorite app store and add that podcast to your favorites. You can also email me with comments, questions, requests at shoutout@insaneericlane.com. And of course, should you certainly subscribe to the podcast if you listen on Apple, iHeart, Breaker, Google, Verbo, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Don't forget to follow me also on Facebook and X. Just look up the handle @InsaneEricLane.
Underneath this genius, I'm simply a human.
It's like a caveman thing or
something. And now, this week's Genius Award.
And in this week's Genius Awards, it was a Christmas miracle gone wrong. Police charge a 20-year-old woman repeatedly beat her boyfriend with a Christmas tree during a pre-dawn skirmish in the pair's Florida residence on Christmas Eve. According to a court filing, 20-year-old Miracle Rivera and 24-year-old victim engaged in a verbal altercation about infidelity in the bedroom of their St. Petersburg home. Cops say the victim separated himself from Rivera and relocated to the living room around 3:40 in the morning. Rivera allegedly followed the man into the living room where he was lying on the couch when Rivera picked up the Christmas tree and began to strike the victim with it repeatedly. The size of the tree was not detailed in the criminal complaint. The tree battering, investigators allege, resulted in the victim sustaining numerous minor scratches over much of his upper body and arms. Rivera was subsequently arrested for domestic battery and booked into the county jail. She was released from custody around 2:40 in the afternoon on Christmas Day and has pled not guilty to the misdemeanor count. Now, judges ordered Rivera to have no illegal contact with the victim, with whom Rivera has resided for 2 years. The tree was not seized as evidence. You know, you thought getting hit by a switch was bad as a kid? They got hit with a whole tree. I think it's safe to assume that it wasn't a 12-foot-tall Christmas tree if somebody was swinging it like a baseball bat. And then there's this. A Chipotle worker was held down and viciously beaten by two unruly customers who were informed that they would be charged extra for chicken. Charges were filed against 36-year-old Jamel Bernard Williams and 34-year-old Kayla Nicole Pyle for brutal assaults on an unidentified worker at an Indian Land Chipotle, according to the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office in Ohio. The suspects, both from Charlotte, North Carolina, arrived at the restaurant chain around 9 p.m. when Pyle placed an order and allegedly asked for extra chicken on her meal order. The Chipotle employee informed Pyle that it would be an additional cost for the extra protein, which led to the verbal argument between the two, according to Queen City News. The upset employee chose to leave work early due to the dispute, but the encounter soon turned violent on her way out. As the worker went to exit the restaurant, Williams rushed into the store from a side entrance and attacked the employee, according to the police. Williams, who stands at 6 feet 3 inches and 300 pounds, pushed the employee to the floor before he relentlessly pulled the woman's hair and tossed her around as customers screamed for the giant to stop, according to the footage obtained by the news outlet. Williams is seen hulking over the small worker, appearing to step on her as she huddles to protect herself on the ground. In the rather disturbing video, the Chipotle employee sustained injuries during the at-work assault but sought treatment on her own, and the extent of her injuries is still unknown, according to police. Williams has been charged with assault and battery in the first degree, while Pyle faces a charge of assault and battery in the second degree. Look, if they thought an upcharge for extra meat was bad, wait until they see what they get charged for a little piece of avocado. I mean, I could almost see getting that angry if Popeyes was out of fried chicken, but all of that for extra chicken from Chipotle? Nah. Or how about this? A North Carolina pastor was arrested after allegedly attempting to baptize a McDonald's employee in the deep fryer. According to Business Insider, the incident occurred at a McDonald's restaurant at High Point, North Carolina, where the 44-year-old Latoya Gladney, a manager in training, claimed her employees were disrespecting her. Gladney reported then called her 56-year-old husband, Dwayne Waden, for help. The incident report reviewed by Business Insider alleges that when Waden arrived at the restaurant, he walked around the counter and placed his hands around the neck of an employee and attempted to push his head towards the deep fryer. A fight reportedly ensued between the two men, with Wade reportedly punching the victim in the face repeatedly until several employees were able to get him off the victim. Now, according to the report, the victim suffered a large contusion on his forehead and right eye and scratches on his neck. The victim was checked out by emergency responders, but he opted to be transported to a hospital by family members. The news site also uncovered that Waden is a pastor at the Elevated Life International Ministries, according to his Facebook page. Footage of the incident was reviewed by the police, who then charged Waden with the assault, according to a separate arrest report. And he was set on a $1,000 bail bond and is to be reporting in court. Nobody wants fried face as a side with the McNuggets. Nobody. I mean, they don't make any dipping sauce that would taste good with burnt eyebrows and beard hair. What about this? A Texas man is in the Geneva County Jail after police said that he and another unidentified man attempted to rob an Alabama ATM using a stolen church van on New Year's Day. Slocum police rushed to the First National Bank of Hartford in Slocum to respond to an ATM alarm call. According to the Slocum police, when they arrived on the scene, officers found a white church van backed up to the ATM with hooks onto the van and wrapped around the ATM and an unknown male attempting to break into the ATM. Police said the unknown male and another suspect later identified as Stanley Cordell Varner II of Houston, Texas, fled the scene, but Varner was captured at a nearby business. Varner is charged with theft of property in the first degree, possession of burglary tools, criminal mischief in the first degree, attempted to elude, resist arrest, and possession of marijuana in the second degree. He's currently out on bond for an unrelated theft charge out of Texas. And a release from the Slocum police said that Varner will also face charges of theft in the first degree and breaking and entering of a motor vehicle in Hartford for stealing the van from the Faithful Gospel Church. The name and whereabouts of the second male suspect are still unknown. He was last seen running towards Kelly Street in Slocum. Now look, I'm no religious expert, but I'm pretty sure stealing a church van to use in the commission of a bank robbery will get you a free fast pass to the all good rides in hell. Look, Jesus clearly did not have the wheel in this case, nor did he have a valid PIN number. And you got to check this one out. A 34-year-old Florida man was seen making dirt angels on a construction site while hiding from the cops after crashing his car, according to footage captured by law enforcement. Eliezer Armando Reyes Rios has been hit with leaving the scene of an accident, driving with a canceled, suspended, or revoked license, and trespassing on a construction site, among other charges, in connection to the bizarre incident, according to officials. Now, Reyes Rios was involved in a single vehicle crash on Christmas Eve and managed to escape a responding deputy's wandering eyes while they were gathering information at the scene, according to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. The suspect ignored the deputy's instructions and climbed over the fence into a construction zone where he was seen by the sheriff's aviation unit lounging around in the pile of dirt with video captured by the helicopter. Reyes Rios was feeling the holiday spirit and made dirt angels while hiding in a culvert, according to the sheriff. So you know, as long as you know this, he's just casually laying there with his arms behind his head, the pilot tells the deputies on the ground. After rolling around in the dirt, Reyes Rios appeared to take a phone call before he ran off again and climbed into a different portion of the fence to escape. And while he's still on the phone, he was then met with three officers, a canine that told him to get on the ground. Dashing away, he hid in the dark, down a pit in the soil that he lay, and at times perhaps feeling the holiday spirit, making dirt angels and making calls on his phone, according to the sheriff's office, cheekily writes on social media. Then he rose. He sprang to the fence and up and over, only to find not all eight tiny reindeer, but three deputies and one dutiful canine. Mark my words, this man was the kid who played alone in the dirt pile at recess. You know, what drug makes you behave this way? I mean, this way I can stay as far away from it as possible. And you'll never believe this one. A 52-year-old South Florida business owner is accused of shooting a landscaper after the worker allegedly blew leaves onto his property, according to authorities. According to the Miami-Dade County online booking records, Claudio Arendelle was charged with one count of attempted murder. Police said that Arendelle, the owner of P&P Auto Tire Shop in northwestern Miami-Dade County, got into an argument with the landscaper, according to WTVJ. Police say the landscaper was working at a property across the street from the business, and Arendelle was allegedly upset that the leaves from the job were blowing onto his property. According to the police, Arendelle allegedly pulled out a gun and shot the landowner, according to WSVN. The victim, who was not identified, was transported to the Jackson Memorial Hospital and was originally listed in critical condition, according to WFOR. The victim has since been upgraded to stable, according to investigators talking to the TV station. During Arendelle's court appearance, the judge ruled that Arendelle would be held without bond, according to WPLG. Look, Florida man will shoot someone over some tomfoolery, I swear. Why not just follow the Luis the landscaper to his hacienda and dump all the leaves on his front porch right behind the plancha grill and the peyote? I mean, this is a good reminder for lazy landscapers in Florida about playing stupid games and winning stupid prizes. Okay, I got one more. Police in Pennsylvania charged two 31-year-old men from New York with stealing cooking oil from a Wendy's restaurant in the Wilkes-Barre Township. Police responding then to this restaurant when an employee encountered the two men identified in court records as Elvin Garcia Reyes and Miguel A. Santoya Reyes, both from New Rochelle. Police said the Garcia Reyes and Santoya Reyes used a moving truck with tanks installed in the cargo area that they filled with cooking oil using pumps, according to court records. A large number of rubber gloves were found inside the truck and near the restaurant's tanks used to store the cooking oil. Santoya Reyes told police there were no signs of prohibiting the theft of cooking oil, according to court records. The employee tells police he closed the restaurant and walked across the street to wait on a ride when he heard the sound of a motor or a pump and encountered the moving van behind the eatery. Police in court records said that Garcia Reyes and Santoya Reyes were charged in North Brunswick, New Jersey, with theft of cooking oil. Garcia Reyes and Santoya Reyes had a strong odor of cooking oil and oily hands when they were arrested, according to police. Garcia Reyes and Santoya Reyes were arraigned by District Judge Joseph Spagnuolo of Plains Township on felony charges of theft and criminal conspiracy and a misdemeanor count of possessing instruments of crime. They were jailed in the Luzerne County Correctional Facility for the lack of their $75,000 bail each. The moving truck was seized by the police. So, look, people wonder why Florida man shoots first and asks questions later. It's because of, well, Your Honor, there wasn't a sign up there that said we couldn't steal it, so we stole it. The saddest news is that none of the local Mexican restaurants will be able to serve chimichangas or make homemade chips until they find someone else to steal the grease from. Well, help spread the stupidity. Share, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast and give it a 5-star rating because this is 5-star stupidity. Rating and reviewing also helps the podcast to show up prominently in searches when people are searching for stupidity. You can eliminate the buffering when you also stream the podcast on poor cell or Wi-Fi coverage simply by downloading every episode to your podcast player. Podcast Addict is the app I recommend for optimum performance. It's free, with two types of paid versions, too. And in addition to this episode, we've got the weekend episode with my insane Florida nephew, Pancho Guerrero. We'll be talking about all the stupid stories from Florida and beyond, and Pancho will answer your questions with his sage wisdom. You can ask Pancho about anything. And you can also see how well you do by testing your skill against Pancho during the weekly Insane Game Show. And every week after both of the episodes are published, then I'll be posting articles that were used in both episodes, and you can read them on Telegram Messenger when you join the Insane Eric Lane Stupid World channel. There you can comment about them and share them with your friends and post comments or even suggestions about the podcast as well. Preview the channel and get a link to download Telegram Messenger at t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane. It's free, available in desktop or mobile versions for Windows, Linux, Android, or Apple platforms. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Just look up Insane Eric Lane. It's Insane E-R-I-K-L-A-N-E on Facebook or X. And you can also just stop by my website at insaneericlane.com. And finally, ponder this. Attractive doctors and nurses probably never get accurate pulse readings from their patients. Kong, ki chong, kong, kong, ki chong, kong, 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 kong,
chong. Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World is produced with the support from EnvisionWise, LLC, and AmeriCountry.com, from Wise Brother Media, Universal Comedy at the United Stations Radio Network, SheetHappens.com, Good Parts Media, and Mr. Laughs.
Theme music from Randy Stonehill. It's a Great Big Stupid World. Copyright 1992 Stonehillian Music. Word Music, Twitch and Vibes Music, and is available anywhere you purchase music.
Thanks for making it to the end of Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World. Please be sure to seek therapy to ensure you still have your wits with you. And if this has inspired you to try your hand at making a podcast, you can do it absolutely free with Spotify for Podcasters. The editing and music library are at your fingertips with Spotify for Podcasters. Download the app from your favorite app store.